Welcome back to the Metlakatla High School Gymnasium here. We're 2 minutes and 15 seconds away from start of second half here. Glacier Bears struggling here down the stretch here in that second quarter, only able to come up with just the 1 point. But, man, oh, man, I tell you, I don't know if you want to call it a lid on the basket, but Glacier Bears are struggling with getting some to go down and in. Part of it, too, the Chiefs are playing pretty aggressive. Quite often, you know, when you've got a lead like this, and Coach Ann and I talked about this a little last night, they can take a lot of chances, and that's kind of what they're doing. You know, if you do score, well, the score is still quite a bit different, but they come out and they'll go flying across the lane, what they normally wouldn't do, and maybe make a steal or maybe double team or even triple team. They're triple teaming Kyle Klinger when he goes down inside. So, you know, they're doing some things that they probably normally wouldn't do had they not had this big a lead. So we'll see if the Glacier Bears can make a few changes here and get some baskets to go to them anyway. And I know Kyle has got only the 3 points in the ball game, had one basket, but he's had a number of opportunities inside there. And then Jordan Badger hit that 1-3, but he's had two or three that were really close that should have gone down. One was way down in there. Matthew Green has yet to score. Trying to go to the hoop, but they've changed up their defense a little bit. Matthew going to the hoop last night quite a bit, was able to draw some fouls and get a few points last night, being very aggressive, and they changed up their defense a little bit here. And then Swinton also has been trying to get a few inside and go to the hoop, but every time he turns around, Henderson is right there, or Gromley is right there, and 6'2 and 6'3 up against him. And being a freshman, you know, he's got to learn to handle that kind of stuff, and it'll get there. It's just going to take, well, it's going to take some games like this where you kind of run into that, and you just have to deal with it as best you can. So just a reminder here a little bit, the Metlakatla JV game here, Haynes pulled that one within one point, and then they got the lead at the 5:20 mark, and then about maybe 45 or 50 seconds later, they were down by six. And never able to really recover. They ended up losing that game by a score of 66-58. So the JV game was really a pretty well contested all the way through, as Glacier Bears were down by 12 at one point and came back to tie that one up and actually take the lead on it. So some good things coming up for the Glacier Bears. They're playing a lot of young players. All right, Glacier Bears out on the court, and they're going to be playing defense first here as we're going to begin third quarter action here. Same starters all the way around for all the ball teams. Swinner's out at the top. He'll go right-hand side to Gormley, and he's right at the free throw line, turns around. Back out to Winters. Long three doesn't go. Rebound Henderson breaking inside. He missed it, however, and brings the ball back down. Ends up Marsden's hands. He puts it back up. He's a little short. Klinger gets it. Rebound out, and he'll give it to Badger, who's quick on the go, but the Chiefs get back quick on it, and they don't want to give him that fast break opportunity. Now they come out to Stearns, who's going to kind of go out and run the point guard. They're going to try to work it outside. They try to go inside to Klinger. He's forced way out. Now he goes across court to Swinton, but Henderson steps in, and that's that one I was talking about. He was able to take a chance and make the steal. Comes back out to Winters. He puts up the shot too hard off the glass. Fight for it. Klinger comes down with it. Looks long down path to Swinton. Swinton takes a couple dribbles, goes hard to the hoop, and he's going to draw the foul. Basically, what happened on that one is Klinger came down with the board, held the ball high in the air, looked down the court, saw Swinton breaking the right-hand side, and actually had Badger on the left-hand side, but he went to Swinton with the pass, and Swinton went hard to the hoop and was able to draw the foul. And Clark, there's no way they're going to let him get that shot up, so he's going to make him earn it. That'll be Trenton Clark's first personal foul, and Dylan Swinton at the free throw line. He's got the first one, so he gets a point from the free throw line for the Glacier Bears, and that's his first point of the night. So he finally picks one up there, and Glacier Bears are on the board here. 7 minutes, 8 seconds to go here. Third quarter play. Swinton with the shot. This one is also good, so he gets two from the free throw line for the Bears. They're back on defense. Clark will bring it down, goes back to Winters. Clark and Winter handle the ball most of the time for the Chiefs, while the three big guys go down and set up low. Now Winter hits down the lane, but he loses it. Comes back out to the top there as they tried to go to Gromley off it, but Winters came away with it. And now the Glacier Bears are back in the man-to-man defense. They come to Gromley, reverses the ball left-hand side to Henderson. Back to Winters. He stops. Nobody's there. Three-pointer on the way off the side of the iron. Rebound down to Klinger. He goes outside. This time Winters anticipates the pass. Now back to Klinger. He looks up the court. Now he wisely gives it to Badger on the left-hand side as he tried that quick outlet pass that time, but Winters got a hand on him. But Glacier Bears got the ball back. Now they go inside to Green, right-hand side, back to Badger. He's looking for Klinger. There he finds Klinger coming across. Holds the ball high over his head, looking for Swinton. Takes the dribble, goes to the hoop, stops. Puts up the shot from about six, and he's got it. Nice play that time by Kyle Klinger as he just stepped in, didn't get the shot, stepped back, put it up. And, well, Coach Scott says, I'm not too happy with my defense here. They're letting them too many things get away here. And the Glacier Bears come out with a lot of intensity out for that time out there, or that halftime. And they're really out there. So Glacier Bears putting a little bit more pressure on here and pushing the ball up the hoop. Kyle coming away with two big boards in here. Got a little fire under him here right now. And he come out with a long down court pass. And Swinton was able to handle that one, go to the hoop, and draw the foul and get two free throws out of it. And then we came right back down, and the Chiefs missed their shot, and Klinger come away with it again. Kyle held the ball high over his head, came back down, and got the pass back down underneath. All right, it's going to be Chiefs basketball, full court pressure by the Glacier Bears right now. Now they quickly drop back. Winters will bring it across the half-court line for the Chiefs. They set up down like a 1-4. Now they break out to the top. Goes to Marsden on the left-hand side. He holds his high over his head. Takes a couple of dribbles. Green comes out, giving away about 8 inches. Now they go inside and put it up and in by Clark as he got the ball back from Marsden. Took one dribble and put the shot up. Goes to Badger. Badger right-hand side. Now there's going to be a whistle here. Let's see what it's going to be here. White's on 2-4. That's Gromley. That'll be his third personal foul. We'll see if Coach Scott takes him out of the ball game or leaves him in at the 5:44 mark of the third quarter. Looks like Coach Foss wants to take a quick 30-second timeout here to talk about a few things here. Glacier Bears doing a good job now. Like I say, they came out with a little more fire out of that halftime discussion in there of what they wanted to try to do, and this time they're going to Kyle a little bit more and trying to break down the side. Now Coach Scott, who moved all his players right down here, he's standing in front of me, and he's discussing the fact that the Glacier Bears have three quick outlet passes, and down the court they go, and so he's talking about it a little bit. 33-10 is the score. Glacier Bears down, but they have the basketball. Badger will inbound left-hand side. Glacier Bears set it up in a 2-2. Scrimmage out a little bit, slaps the ball. Swinton comes down, wants the baseline there, doesn't get it, however. A little bounce pass would have been better there, and he's getting a little too far under the basket here. As Marsden is a big kid, it's going to be hard to move him out of there, but Dillon needs to get a little better position on it if he's going to come down there. Now they go to Klinger. Stops. He didn't need to dribble. He should have just went straight up with the shot. Elected to go down on the long pass to Winters. He puts it up, and now there's going to be foul on it. Going to be a foul here as Gromley got up and touched the ball when it was actually up in the cylinder. So that basket's not going to count. It's basket interference in there. If he'd have left it alone, I think it would have gone in. Swinton gets the ball off to Stearns. Stearns on the dribble to the right-hand side, keeps it, goes right-hand side to Green. They look inside for Kyle Klinger. They're fronting him now every time they go. Almost stolen away that time by Winters. He anticipated that pass across to Badger, but goes out of bounds. What they're doing is they're pretty much double-teaming Kyle when he comes across now because the Glacier Bears, well, they've pretty much told him this is what we're going to do. So they're really putting a lot of pressure. Now Kyle gets it, comes back out to Green, stops. Can't do anything with it. He'll put up the shot a little bit too hard. Marsden frames down for the Chiefs, and quickly down the court is Clark on the dribble, and they come back out to Henderson. Back out to Winters, and they'll set the offense. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Left-hand side to Marsden. Back to Gromley, way beyond the three-point arc. As I said before, the Chiefs, they spread it way out. They're way, all of them are way beyond the three-point arc. Shot goes up by Henderson. No, rebound down to Winters. Going to be a foul on it. And let's see who it might be here. Officials coming over this direction. 3-1. So that'll be Kyle Klinger's third personal foul here that I've got. Like I mentioned before, the Chiefs, they're, all of them are probably 6-7 feet back behind the three-point arc, and they spread the court way out. Carson Winter at the free throw line, 1-for-2 last night. This is his first chance here. Doesn't go. Dalton Klinger is going to check into the ball game. Carson Winter has 2 points. He had 8 last night. Kyle Klinger is going to take a quick seat here with that third personal foul. 4:51 to go here in the third quarter. Dalton Klinger's down low in there. Next shot goes, and this one's got it. So he picks up one from the free throw line, and he's got 3 points in the ball game tonight. Stearns on the dribble. Gets it across the half-court line. Alley-oops inside. I don't know what that pass was for, but he forgot that one away. And Henderson recognized that and just stepped in front and made an easy steal, but didn't get a lay-in out of it. Goes to Marsden. He wants the lane. Nothing going. Back out to Clark. Long three. Rebound down to Henderson. He puts it up and in. James Henderson got good position that time, came down with the board and went right straight back up, had about a three-footer and got it to go. 36-10 is the basketball score right now. Badger, right-hand side. Chiefs drop back into a 2-3 zone now. Back inside to Stearns, off the glass, no. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Henderson. Josh had a good look at the hoop, just wasn't able to get that one to go here. Matt played just a little bit of man-to-man defense, and then they switched it back to that zone defense, challenging the Glacier Bears to try to go inside. Now they go to ground. They spin, move, stop, puts it up from about six, a little short, fight for the rebound, Green. Cuts out the Badger. Badger's on the dribble. It's a two-on-one. Badger with the ball. He'll go all the way to the hoop, and now he's going to draw the foul. Jordan Badger did the right thing. He went hard to the hoop when the right-hand side was able to draw the foul. They had a 2-1 break on it, and that'll be Clark's second personal foul. And that'll send Jordan to the free-throw line. Jordan had 9 points, 1 for 2 from the line last night. He's got that one lone three-pointer that he got early in the ball game here. This is his first chance from the line tonight, and he's got it. So he picks up one from the free-throw line. That'll be his fourth point of the evening. 3:47 to go here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears 11, Chiefs 36. Jordan with the basketball. This one in and out. No, rebound comes down in the hands of Clark, and he's going to bring the ball back up. He'll give it to Winters now, and they'll bring it up, set the offense. They spread it out again. Now there's a lot of movement by the Chiefs. Goes across, stops, puts up the shot. Wanted to go to Gromley coming off the left-hand side and does, and he's up and in. That was a set play as they came to the right-hand side and Gromley coming off of there, and he got the ball on the pass as they came across. I mean, that was a set play from the very beginning as he went down the lane. Gromley circled out and circled that left-hand side, probably way beyond the three-point arc, coming down across and just alley-ooped it, but... Actually, the Glacier Bears played pretty good defense on it. They had it stopped there for a bit, but they went to the top, and then Gromley came down with it. I think the idea, of course, that time was maybe to try for the dunk on it, but it didn't get there as the Glacier Bears were able to get a hand up. But then Gromley came down with it and went back up hard and was able to get the little two-footer to go. So Glacier Bears kind of struggling with this height again tonight and blocking out. Like I say, what these guys are doing is they're setting way up beyond the three-point arc, so when they get ready to block somebody out, I mean, a coach is always saying, you know, you got to get somebody on your back, you got to block them out. Well, these kids come from all sides, and so the Glacier Bears, you know, they're learning all right, but it's a pretty tough lesson they're learning right now as to how do we block these guys out, because always the weak side guy is coming hard to the hoop, and that's what you want. I mean, if you got somebody on the strong side, and they put the shot up, you want the weak side rebounder to get it, and that's what the Chiefs are doing right now. We've got Palmieri coming into the ball game for the Glacier Bears now. Gets it into Stearns. Stearns takes a couple dribbles, loses it. Now they kick it back out, and it ends up in the hands of Winter, and nobody's there, and he goes all the way up and in. So Carson Winter picks up his fifth point as he made the steal. They alley-oop inside to Hudson Sage, who puts it up. He's partially checked by Gromley. He also checked in that last little timeout. But Gromley got back and got a hand on it, so Hudson wasn't able to get the easy bucket out of it. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Winters goes left-hand side back to Marsden. Marsden goes down the center of the lane. Nobody picks him up the alley-oop to Gromley. He puts it up and in. So Gromley, that's his seventh point of the ball game. Marsden and Gromley are just kind of playing catch in there right now, as there's not a lot of height in there for the Glacier Bears, as Kyle Klinger's out of the ball game right now. And then we got the two freshmen. You got lots of subs coming in for the Chiefs. They go to Dalton Klinger. It's checked on the shot. Comes back out. Shot by Stearns. Up and in. And he's got his first basket of the game. That's a three-pointer. So the Glacier Bears have 13 points now. Henderson. Now we've got everybody coming into the ball game. All the kids that were in the JV game are going to be checking in here just a moment. Comes back out to Clark. He tries to go inside to Gromley, but it's knocked away. But Clark gets it back again. Comes back outside to Marsden. He wanted to shoot the three. Changed his mind, however. And they come back out and get the ball in Winter's hand. They go to Gromley, stops, comes around the side, almost knocked away. Now there's going to be a foul. As Gromley went hard to the hoop, Hudson Sage stepped across, hacked him in the arm, so he's not going to give away the basket anyway, but Hudson Sage is going to pick up his first personal foul of the evening. Lots of subs here coming into the ballgame here. It's going to be two shots here, so they got to wait just for a moment. 3 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 7 points in the ballgame and those three personal fouls. bounces it. 2 minutes, 3 seconds to go here in the third quarter. This one's up and in, and he's got it. So he picks up another one from the free throw line. It's 4 for 5 from the free throw line. That's 8 points. All right, we got Hayward coming into the ball game. Blandoff, Horn coming into the game, and I think Williams also coming into the game. So we got a lot of new ball players. I'm going to have to sort them out. Chris Marsden's in there for the Chiefs. Gromley's the only one of the starters remaining in the basketball game right now. Xavier Gromley, 8 points, free throw line, shots up. And this is off the back of the iron, and Klinger, who checked back into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears, he gets it to Stearns. Stearns goes hard to the hoop, stops, puts up the shot about six off the iron, no rebound, comes back down. Kyle Klinger's able to hang on to it. He needs to look at the hoop because he's got Green all alone. Green puts up the shot, bounces off the back of the iron, rebound down to Gromley, and quickly down the court will come Chris Marsden. He gets the ball back into Hayward's hands. He'll run the offense at the 140 mark of the third quarter. Shot and off the back of the iron. No, with Chris Marsden. Rebound comes back down to Palmieri. He gets it over to Badger. Badger will take the dribble down the right-hand side. Goes all the way into Stearns. Back to Kyle Klinger. Up and in, and he's going to draw the foul. Kyle got good inside position that time, and Dylan Palmieri gave him a nice little bounce pass. He put it up and in and was able to draw the foul, and now he's also going to go to the free throw line. And looks like Horn will be checking into the ball game, and Xavier Gromley's coming out of it. So we've got all the starters out of the ball game now, right now, for the Chiefs. And we're going to send Kyle Klinger to the free throw line. He's got 7 points so far in the ball game. Blandoff has the foul on that. Kyle's 1 for 2 so far this evening. And shot's on its way off the back there. No rebound, comes down to Hayward's hands, and he'll bring the dribble left-hand side. Pressure being applied by Badger. Now they bring it way back out to the top. They set their offense again. They'll come left-hand side, one dribble. Nothing going, however, as Chris Marsden, as they go back inside to Blandoff. They kick the ball back out, knocked away by Glacier Bears, but Chiefs are able to gain control of it, however. Back to Hayward. He looks inside for Horn. Lyle Horn stops, puts the shot on about six, and he's got it. So Lyle Horn comes off the bench, and he's a big fellow. Once he gets that low block, you're not going to move him, and he's got a good move with a left-handed shot, too. Green looking, can't find anybody. Now they go to Klinger. Turn around, Klinger. Turns, looks, holds the ball high over his head. Finds Palmieri. Stops. Goes hard to the hoop, and he's going to be on a foul. Kyle got the ball at the high post that time. Turned around, held it high over his head. And, of course, he's not fighting near the heights right now as he was in the when he had all the varsity players in there. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball under their basket. Kyle's on number 20 as they go back inside. Stearns put the shot off there. No, rebound fought for underneath, and Horn comes up with it. He comes back on the dribble. Quickly down the court come the Chiefs. The foul is on Trenton Clark. That'll be his third personal foul. Hayward out at the top, 25 seconds to go. Back to Clark. He wants to go inside to Blandoff. Clark stops. Jumper in about six. Left-handed shot. Klinger comes down with it. He finds Green. Green's on the dribble. One man to beat to the hoop. Stops. It comes off of one of the... Hustling back nicely was Clark. It's going to go off of one of the Chiefs and out of bounds. So, no, it's not. It went off of Green's foot, I guess, first. So the official was right there, so I'm going to believe that call because she was right on top of it. Glacier Bros, full court pressure, man-to-man, forcing a lot of things. Alley-oop inside, almost stolen away, but not. As they get the ball into Hayward's hands with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Back out to Clark. Stops, kicks the ball over to Marsden. Looks for the hoop. Doesn't go. Back to Clark. He puts up the shot. No, you can hear the buzzer in the background. So what we're going to do here is we're going to end this third quarter of play with the Metlakatla Chiefs 45 points and the Haines Glacier Bears 15.